fighting at the mall. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Fights broke out at a number of malls on Monday in Beechwood, Ohio, Aurora, Illinois, Aurora, Colorado, Memphis, Chattanooga, Fayetteville, North Carolina, even Fort Worth, Texas.
When police arrived, they found a melee of more than 100 teenagers.
Other fights involved as many as 500 teenagers. Of course, you can go on YouTube and quickly find many examples of full contact shopping, but these were close to riots. And the reason it happened? Well, here's what the New York Times headline said, quote, "After 15 big mall fights, police see a culprit, teenage boredom." Teenage boredom, possibly helped along by social media, although that doesn't necessarily mean it was deliberately organized. More likely, it means that a bunch of teenagers just go to the mall, Snapchat their friends who figure, hey, that looks better than what I'm doing, and pretty soon you have a crowd. Most of the fights, apparently, though, did involve teenagers. However, what do you expect? Kids can't help it that a smartphone full of mall invites is waiting for them at the end of the birth canal these days. It's all they know. If people my age have been raised on social media, you might have 500 baby boomers suddenly show up at a mall. Although, I doubt that we'd riot. We'd just stock up on chewable vitamin supplements. Anyway, I think this can be controlled. Number one, since these fights tend to break out at food courts, get rid of the food courts. If you shop so much that your stomach's growling, it's time just to go home and eat. And number two, once Christmas is over, end Christmas vacation, get those kids back in school. We've been celebrating it since Halloween. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.